A new study from a professor at the University of Michigan looks at how frequently psychiatrists prescribe medication for themselves. It finds that many are writing their own prescriptions to avoid the stigma associated with being a doctor with a mental health problem. Elise Spiegel has the story.
Several weeks after Robert Klitzman's sister died on 9/11, the respected New York psychiatrist took to his bed. He was overwhelmed, he says now, by intensely painful symptoms.
You know, my eyes hurt, and I just didn't feel like moving, and I just, to move my muscles, to move my arms, to get out of bed, felt like a huge effort. I felt like I was sick physically.
Klitzman assumed that he was suffering from a bad flu. But his psychiatrist friends who came to visit usually came to a different conclusion. They would gently suggest that Klitzman was experiencing depression, a diagnosis, he says, that he invariably dismissed.
I just felt that's completely off the table of what's involved here.
But then days in bed stretched into weeks, and then into a month, until finally Klitzman could come to no other conclusion. He was smack in the middle of a major depression. And once he recognized this, he says, it was hard for him to believe that he'd been unable to see it before.
I was surprised that I hadn't seen that in myself, that I hadn't recognized that, that the sort of gaze with which I look at my patients, I didn't look at in myself.
According to a recent study published in the journal Psychotherapy and Psychosomatics, an alarming percentage of psychiatrists like Klitzman do end up treating themselves. The study's author, Professor Richard Ballon of Wayne State University, asked 830 psychiatrists in the state of Michigan if they ever treated their own depression. 68% of the psychiatrists responded, and as Ballon explains, he was disturbed by what they said.
Almost one out of six said, yes, I did treat myself in the past, and that was surprising for me.
One out of six. Because depression affects cognition, Ballon thinks it's highly dangerous for psychiatrists to try to treat themselves this way. Particularly, he says, since 15% of people in major depression attempt suicide. Ironically, Ballon says, the psychiatrist indicated they decided to treat themselves because they were concerned about the stigma associated with mental illness and were afraid that a record of psychiatric treatment would follow them.
About 40% of people were worried about the presence of permanent insurance record.
And according to Dr. Spencer F., a former chair of the American Psychiatric Association's Ethics Committee, these fears are sadly justified.
Absolutely. And, you know, we can call this stigma, but it's more serious, and the repercussions are far more severe than just embarrassment.
Beth points out that several state licensing boards require psychiatrists to provide a history of mental illness, and psychiatrists who acknowledge they've been treated can face investigations and even rejections. Then, of course, there are the malpractice issues. Beth talks about his own experience in one recent malpractice inquiry.
The medical board received a complaint about this physician having an improper interaction with a patient, something the physician adamantly denied. But in the course of the medical board looking at the complaint, they asked the physician, have you ever been in treatment for a psychiatric condition?
Had he?
She had. But this is should be confidential, privileged healthcare information. But if you answer dishonestly to the medical board, then of course you're... That's fraud, and that jeopardizes your license. If you answer honestly, then all of a sudden your own personal psychiatric history is going to be investigated. That's why they're asking the question.
Beth says one way psychiatrists get treatment on the down low is by paying out of pocket so no record exists. But they still have to answer honestly when confronted directly. Beth does think that a psychiatrist's mental health can, in extreme cases, affect patient care. But he points out that the vast majority of people who experience depression have only mild to moderate symptoms that in no way affect their ability to work, which is why Beth feels that licensing and malpractice boards should not ask for mental health histories.
If you want to design questions that truly reflect some kind of danger situation, then you would ask, have you ever been hospitalized for a psychiatric condition?
Beth says one reason this is also important is because studies have indicated that psychiatrists suffer from depression at a significantly higher rate than other doctors.
It's a very lonely profession. Unlike other medical professionals, psychiatrists tend to have solo practices. They don't work with a nurse or a secretary. and they hear about people's problems all day. And there is kind of a depressing effect from the nature of the work.
Clearly, Eth says, psychiatrists should be able to benefit from the same kind of care they give to others. This ultimately was the case with Robert Klitzman, the psychiatrist who lost his sister on 9/11. Klitzman got care, got medication, and got better. Well enough to write his book about the perils of doctors becoming patients. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.